thick darkness is a great glory, or maybe I should say within every thick darkness is a thick glory, is a great glory. Yeah, and the more the darkness, the more the glory of heaven. Yeah, but where we make mistakes is that we don't press forward, because the first thing many of us see is the darkness, is the thick darkness. But inside the darkness is a great glory. It wouldn't come first. The darkness will always come first. But if you persist and you don't give up, and you continue to seek the Lord, and you continue to exercise faith, you will break through into that glory, which is victory. Once you break through into that glory, then you overcome. That is when you overcome. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me wisdom and strength to always seek for your glory, to always press on for your glory in the midst of thick darkness that is confronting my life, that have surrounded my life. So, Father, give me the wisdom and the strength to seek and look for your glory, to seek and look for your victory in the midst of troubles, problems, afflictions, attacks, sufferings, oppressions that is confronting my life, that have surrounded my life. So, Lord, give me wisdom. Give me strength. Give me wisdom. Begin to pray like that. She had a kakis on her. She had a tongue on her. Give me wisdom. Give me strength to press on for your glory despite what the enemy is throwing at me, despite what the enemy is doing in my life and around me. Give me the strength, give me the wisdom to press on. Give me the strength and the wisdom to never take no for an answer, to never be discouraged. Give me the strength and the wisdom to never lose faith and trust in you. Give me the strength and the wisdom to press on. Thank you, Lord. Till I lay hold of the glory, till I break through into victory, give me the strength, Father, to see beyond the darkness that is confronting me now. Give me the strength to see beyond the thick darkness that surrounds my life now, that I may press on into the glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And amen. Yeah, let me just say this before I pray for you. Yeah, I believe this is a prophecy to some of you. Believe me that Christianity is not for multitudes, or maybe I should say heaven is not for multitudes. A multitude shall be invited, but many of them shall not stay. Yeah. Crowds shall be attracted to heaven, to Christianity, to the kingdom of God. But many of them, millions of them, shall not stay in God. They shall not stay in the kingdom. Because they will not choose the kingdom. They will not choose light. They will choose darkness. Yeah, so make a determination to stand for God, even if it's going to be only you among millions. Make a determination to stand for righteousness and for the truth. I know what I'm saying is a message from the Lord to some of you. So don't see Christianity as something that you have to work in agreement with some other people, irrespective of who they are and the kind of life they are living. And even though they don't believe the Bible in totality, and you feel like, well, Christianity, they are Christians, so we can blend together, or we can still work together, and then you begin to compromise with falsehood because you feel like Christianity is about crowd. So if other Christians are doing this, so I think I can also do it. Yeah, even though the Bible does not teach that. Yeah, so the Lord is saying that don't see the kingdom as what crowds will embrace. Don't see the kingdom of God as what multitudes will embrace. So if it has to be only you that will live for God, make that choice now. Don't follow the crowd. Yeah, you feel like the crowd are dressing like this. Christians are dressing like this. Why can't I also dress like this? Be careful not to do that. May the Lord help you in Jesus' name. And raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are so faithful. Thank you for all that you have given to us. For you have given to us much more than we deserve. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for what you have revealed to us in the course of tonight's prayers. Thank you for many things you shall do in us because of tonight's prayers. Oh God, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that as your people begin to pursue after the treasures of heaven, priceless treasures, as they begin to pursue after spiritual growth, I ask, oh God, that make it easy for them in the name of Jesus. I am praying for you that as you determine your heart to seek for all that is in God, to seek to grow in the realities of his kingdom, the Lord shall give you grace and the Lord shall make it easy for you in the name of Jesus. And as you seek the Lord, you shall find him in the name of Jesus. It shall not be impossible in the name of Jesus. To hear the voice of God shall not be impossible to you. To receive angelic visitations and interventions shall not be impossible to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. I pray for you that the Lord shall bless the sources of your income and you shall have more than enough to serve the Lord. You shall have more than enough to fulfill your calling and destiny. You shall have more than enough to invest into the things of God's kingdom, and so shall it be. Thank you, Father, because we have answered these prayers. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Remain blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Goodbye.